Man, this thing started way faster than I thought it was gonna. Way faster than I thought it was gonna start. So I got a touchy subject today that I wanna talk about. I don't know how many people actually listen to this podcast. I know it's not a lot, but if you do, I really do appreciate the time and effort that you take out just to listen to my goofy butt. Like I said before, I'm on here just to make people smile. Yeah, I want to be a stand-up comedian so I can go around the world and make people laugh. I just haven't done it yet. Yes, I know I'm 43. And life is slowly declining. But, you know what? We all pick our battles. What time we were supposed to jump in the ring. And, yeah, so I think it's my time. I really do. I think it's my time to really throw my hat in there and see what happens. And a lot of people ask me, aren't you scared to get up on stage? Well, when you first start, they're really not stages. They're more like bowling alleys, bars, and fun stuff like that. Right now, I'm sorry. I'm putting up, I put up a picture on Facebook where, I was at, a sporting goods store. Look, if you want to see it, it's on my Facebook page, Thomas Patrick Donahue. Also my Instagram's about the same. You can also find me at Funny Viking Guy. On YouTube. Yes, I'm plugging my own stuff. But I found this clearance on this kayak. And the price was $829.99. And the clearance price is $829.97. So you're getting a whole 2 cent savings. At least do 7%. So you don't get the taxes. That would be cool. So yeah. Also, I have a really good friend. And, he's really cool. He lives in New Jersey. And, he's pretty freaking awesome. I just want to give him a shout out here for being my friend for so long. His name is David Schooner. And, it's pretty awesome, dude. I can't actually wait to meet him in person, which is going to happen this year, I believe. But anyways, yeah, the reason I'm breathing so hard is because I was holding my breath. And, now I'm backing up. But anyways, back to what was I talking about? No, I don't even remember what I was talking about. yeah, so let's drive along and see where this journey takes us, because I gotta do some door dashing. Actually, I'm gonna put you Grubhub. I don't have to do it. I should though. But let's see where this journey takes us this morning. I'm going to drive towards my work and see if I can't get any hits. But as we're driving along, I'm just going to stay on here and make this awesome podcast for all of my awesome listeners that I haven't made one in quite a bit. And I would tell you why I haven't made one. But you know what? I'm just tired of excuses. It's just being pure laziness. That's all it is. Also, yeah, I got a few things come up, but there's still no reason to entertain my listeners. And I apologize. And I hope I can win you back. I want to start off with where I don't think I've ever done this. So I'm going to start off with how I grew up. I was born in a town called Cumming, Georgia, or South County, whatever you guys want to call it. And I was born in 1980. The hospital, funny thing is, I went to the hospital a few times when I was a teenager. And then after I grew up, moved out of that town when I was 17. Got kicked out of the house when I was probably 16. Maybe 17. Anyways, I had a different opinion on some stuff that I didn't like. And I got married at 18. But I grew up in this little town called Cumming, Georgia, Forsyth County. The hospital that I was born in, I went to, and then they turned it into a police station, I believe. And then after the police station, it was turning to something else. I believe it's demolished now. I'm not sure. It's been a hot minute since I've been back to that certain spot. I've been back to Cumming, Georgia a lot. It's totally different. I mean, it's very different from what it was when I was growing up there. I mean, all the roads are the same, just building new buildings and all that. So I kind of still know where I'm going when I go there. And a lot of you people that like scary movies and horror, my school, I'm pretty sure everybody else has had this too. My school was on Elm Street, just like in the movie, Freddy Cougar. All my Freddy Cougar fans. Don't stay awake too long, they'll get ya. Anyways, so, let's get back into the story. I was growing up. So my best friend met his wife, still married to. They just had an anniversary. And, and it's like, hey, my wife has a cousin, and I think you should meet her. And at that time, I was working at Bum 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 Steak and Shake. Funny enough, I was working there. And all of y'all are probably like, hey, what was your job at Steak and Shake? Well, I'll tell you what my job at Steak and Shake was. I was the milkshake maker. So there. Take that to the bank. I made milkshakes and wash dishes. All that fun stuff. And at the time, my mom also worked there. That's how I got the job. Now, it was not my first job by far. My very first job was cleaning poop up out of a yard for a gentleman I knew in my neighborhood. And he paid really good. And until this day, I believe his name was James. I don't remember his last name, but I just remember that his grandkids took over everything after he passed away. And he was a really good guy. That's all I have to say. I don't remember his last name, like I said. And anyways, he paid me $15 an hour, which it only took me 10 minutes to clean the poop up. And he would give me a whopping $15. Thought I was on Mount Everest. I was the richest kid in my neighborhood. I had $15. I was going to the store. Back then, funny, back then you could walk to the convenience store when you were a kid. I was like probably 11, 12, 13, not sure. But you were allowed to walk the neighborhood, go out of the neighborhood if you please. And no, we weren't scared of anything. That was like 1990, 91, 92, 93. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. And I would go buy, of course, lots of candy and baseball cards, or I don't know if some of y'all remember the Garbage Pail Kid cards. I bought a bunch of those with a friend. I just found out recently that he sold them. Pretty sure he doesn't remember that. I had a few of those in the pile of cards. No big deal. He's still a really good friend. No problem there. Anyways, moving forward, I was also... sorry, I just remembered I had a lottery ticket. I won 10 bucks on it. Anyways, growing up, I had a blast. I had a few rules in by dark. Didn't listen to that a lot. Always got a few beatings growing up because I was a ratty kid. Loved to fight. I fought all my kids in my neighborhood. And all the kids in my neighborhood, if you listen to this, you know I whooped your ass. None of y'all ever beat me and my brother. There was one incident where one of the kids I was fighting, he's 3 years older than I, and we were at the bus stop one time. He also did this to my brother, and I'm not going to say any names because I don't want to pull up any feelings that these people or persons might have on us, because it was so long ago. I'm just telling the story how it happened. We had a rivalry with these two kids. We were best friends, and then we were kicking each other's butts. Anyways, he had some steel toe boots on, and he kicked my brother in the nuts. My brother just saw red, and he started smashing his head on the ground. And my brother started smashing the person who kicked him in the nuts, his head on the ground. My mom had to go out there and stop him, or my brother probably would have killed him. And of course, I'm younger, so I'm like, get him, get him. You know, our brothers are protecting each other, rooting each other on. So I would get off the bus, and all my friends would be around like, oh, you got a match with so-and-so, and it's going down. I'm like, cool. I'm the reigning champion. Whoop some ass. Now, if you know me today, if you knew me today, you would be like, you're a big son of a bitch, but you're a teddy bear. But if you put me in a ring, I will whoop some ass. I don't know about now, I'm 43 now, out of shape, and I'm trying to get back into a normal shape, out of shape. I'm definitely trying to get back into being healthier. So there's that. Anyways, back to the story growing up. Yeah, so growing up was really cool. I didn't know we were poor until I was older. I just thought every family was eating macaroni and cheese and government nuggets, chicken nuggets every night. And then your neighbor would bring over burnt biscuits, and I would be like, oh, this is the best biscuit in the world. You know who you are. If you listen to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be more than this part three or four to this story. Anyway, so that's that. That's actually, that was at the Ridge in Covey, Georgia. I had a time before that on Triple Cap Road where I actually grew up until I was eight or nine, and then we moved to the Ridge in Covey, Georgia, which was a duplex, had an apartment on each side, and upstairs, which was, we saw those stairs, and we were like, yeah, we're going to do some shit to those stairs. one of us is probably going to die, but we're going to give it all we have. And we have flipped down them stairs. We slid down them stairs. When our cousins would come over, we would show them what kind of fun you can have with these stairs. That was a good time. That was an excellent time. And you know, there were a few times where a strange car would pull into our neighborhood, and me and my friend were actually walking back from the laundromat. And there was a reason why we were coming back from the laundromat. I don't remember. I think we had to wash our socks or something. I don't know. I think we were washing our football equipment. And, yeah, so we were picking that up on our way back. There's this, I can't remember what kind. It was a car, and the windows were blacked out, and this guy just, like, cracked the window down. And he was like, "Hey, come here. I got something for you." So me and my friend hauled off. We started kicking his car. We're like, "Stranger danger!" We started yelling like, "Rape! Rape!" And I got you, cop. Oh, I don't know if he was a bad guy or just somebody looking for something. I don't know. I'm pretty sure we scared the living daylights out of him. But hell, we heard about all the things going on in Atlanta. Which around that time, it was a little bit after that, but we were like, "Nah, we don't want no part of this. We're not getting killed today." And I'm pretty sure some of the things that we done as we were growing up probably would have killed us if we would have did it a different way. But you know, we're all here, still here for a reason. So we just got to figure that out. But that's another day, another story. Anyway, so, yeah, we were a bunch of rowdy kids. I mean, we did stuff that we're not proud of today, but I wouldn't change it for anything. We got this really cool guy that had a Model T car, steam-powered. He would let us come down here and try to crank that thing for a little bit in the top, start by winding that handle down, and he's over there laughing. He says, "You gotta put more muscle into it. You don't have enough muscle to start that car." And we were like, probably like 10 or 11 years old. I mean, yeah, we were strong, but we were not strong. So that was a good time. I wish I could remember his name. He had a garage, not underneath the laundromat. There was another building behind the laundromat where he had his stuff. And, yeah, that was pretty cool. We would go to the power lines, which, there was a quicksand mud hole there. I lost many pairs of shoes there. And, yes. Well, you know what, guys? I gotta get this DoorDash started. And unfortunately, I started doing this podcast on the wrong phone this morning. And I do apologize. I promise I'll get back to my stories. It's part one. There's going to be many parts of this story. And I just don't have long enough. On my day off, I will finish it and I will post it. So, and it's going to be posted... Life story number one. Hope y'all have an awesome day. Thanks for tuning in and listening to this poor guy's podcast. I'm not saying that I'm poor, I'm just saying I'm not rich yet. But I hope you enjoy your day. Today is Wednesday. And that means hump day. So we're getting over that hump today. Y'all have an awesome day. Keep it real. Don't let people get you down. And, yeah, so enjoy life, and, if you have a plan to do something, go do it, because nobody's going to do it for you. You got to do it yourself, so just keep life going, be happy, and don't forget, give somebody a hug today, because they deserve it. Thanks.